With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Ron DeSantis is campaigning in South Carolina, and he's trying to frame his White House campaign as one that can top GOP frontrunner former President Trump along with Nikki Haley in pivotal South Carolina, where he touched on a familiar stump speech.
Donald Trump is running really for his issues. He's focusing on those issues that are personal to him. Nikki Haley's running on the donors' issues, which is what are funding her campaign. I'm running on your issues and your family's issues. And this kind, that's my agenda.
In Keene, New Hampshire, ahead of Tuesday's primary, Nikki Haley says she has a plan for reducing the number of migrants coming into the U.S. illegally.
We're going to take what I did in South Carolina and we're going to go national with it. We're going to do a national E-Verify program so that every business has to prove that the people they hire are in this country legally. We are going to defund sanctuary cities once and for all.
Meanwhile, in Concord, the former president's confident of a win on Tuesday.
With your vote 4 days from now, we're going to win another historic victory in the great state of New Hampshire, and then we're going to defeat Crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country.
Mr. Trump surrounding himself with leaders from Nikki Haley's home state in a show of strength ahead of the primary. Mr. Trump was joined at the rally in Manchester by South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, along with the state's lieutenant governor and a slew of other senior officials, including the state's attorney general, treasurer, and House Speaker, and a trio of congressional representatives. Meanwhile, amid a tough re-election fight, Mayor London Breed's declined to veto a non-binding resolution from the San Francisco supervisors calling for an extended ceasefire in Gaza. First-term Democrat says anti-Semitism in our city is real, and vetoing the resolution likely to have led to more divisive hearings and fan even more anti-Semitic acts. SRN News. A little bit of good news about America's families.
A new report from the Institute for Family Studies finds that 71% of children under the age of 18 are living with two parents these days. That's up from 67% back in 2005. While nearly 90% of American kids were living with both mom and dad back in the 1960s, this latest uptick is encouraging. IFS spokesman Nicholas Zill tells the Christian Post, quote, "There seem to be growing numbers of young adults who realize the benefits of marriage for their children." Michael Herring.
Supreme Court's passed up a chance to intervene in the debate over bathrooms for transgender students, rejecting an appeal from the Indiana Public School District. In the case, the court rejected without comment. The U.S. 7th Court of Appeals upheld an order granting girls access to boys' bathroom. Legal battles, that is, all over the country. This is SRN News. And efforts underway to make it easier to receive food assistance.
Student and legal advocacy groups are petitioning the U.S. Department of Agriculture to lift the interview requirement for supplemental nutrition assistance program applicants to receive food aid. They argue the interview requirement is burdensome and prevents those who qualify for food aid from receiving it. The National Student Legal Defense Network, the Center for Law and Social Policy, and the California Student Aid Commission are among the organizations calling for its removal. The government agency is reviewing the proposal. John Scott reporting.
Mexican Marines detained one of the top leaders of the Gulf drug cartel who kidnapped four Americans and killed two of them back in March. The suspect was arrested in the state of Nuevo León. Tamaulipas state prosecutors had offered a $150,000 reward for his arrest. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.